Now, the next case that we have is an example of faith is that of David. There is much said in the Old Testament about David. David was, of course, the son of Jesse. He was the second king of Israel. He was the one through whom the Messiah would come, that is, through his generations. And he was very distinguished for his trust and his confidence in God. Let me read some of the things that David said in the book of Psalms that will help us to understand just how full of faith the man David was. In Psalms 18, verses 1 through 6, David says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. And he heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him even into his ears. Now we could elaborate on that more, but I just wanted to read that little passage to show the attitude of David when he was in a time of distress. But in Psalms 40 we have another very similar thing that we'd like to describe in a little bit more detail. Psalms 40, verses 1 through 3. Here again, this is David speaking of a time of distress. He says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Now, what kind of a situation was David in here? He was in a situation that he describes as being in a horrible pit and in the miry clay. Now, I think myself of somebody being in the bottom of a well, maybe a well that doesn't have much water or just kind of muddy on the bottom, down in this deep pit, and his feet sinking up in the clay every step. As you step up, the other foot sinks back down into the clay. You can't get any grip on anything as to how to get out of there. You're just in a very deplorable and seemingly unsalvageable condition, in a horrible pit, and his feet in the miry clay. But what did David do while he was there? Now, since we don't know exactly what the situation was, it's figurative language, of course, we can apply David's situation to ourselves. We too can find that we have been, and maybe yet will be, in a condition in which we think of ourselves as being in a horrible pit, our feet in the miry clay, and no way to get out of it. And so if we learn what David did while in that condition, we can learn what we should do while in that condition. What should our attitude be? Well, in the first verse it says, I waited patiently for the Lord. I waited for the Lord, David says. I waited patiently for the Lord. So that we learn that it's the Lord's time and it's the Lord's way that's going to be pleasing to the Lord. Not our time, not our way. The Lord doesn't come at our beck and our call, but the Lord comes in his own good time. And so sometimes the very best thing that we can do, the most beneficial thing for us, is to wait patiently for the Lord. Now that takes faith. That takes faith. You know, sometimes we're in a situation and we want out of it. And so we pray and nothing seems to happen. And we say, the Lord's not listening to me. The Lord's not going to help me at all here. But maybe that's the time to wait with patience for the Lord. For the Lord comes at His time, in His way, not according to our time or our way. I waited patiently for the Lord. And then what happened? And He inclined unto me and heard my cry. To incline means that the Lord came closer to David. He was closer to David than ever during that time. And He heard David. He heard David's cry. Now, if he heard David, we say, why did David have to wait? Because, as we said, the Lord goes at His own time. He just wasn't ready for David to be brought out yet. But He inclined unto me, and He heard me, and He brought my feet up out of the miry clay and set my feet upon a rock. He put me on a rock. The Lord put me on a firm, established foundation. Got me out of that unstable condition I was in. He set my feet on a rock and He established my goings. I was able to go then and to operate and to function in a way in which I was established. I wasn't slipping around like I was going to fall. I wasn't unsteady and unsure and in a weakened, dizzy condition, but I was established by the Lord. And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. And so the ultimate end of David then, rather than being in the horrible pit and having his feet in the miry clay, the ultimate end was that he had a new song, and he sang praise unto the Lord. And then David says, and many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Quite a bit different now from the outcome of the person who's gone out here and made a reproach upon the church. Now then that he's waited on the Lord, and the Lord's inclined unto him, and the Lord's brought him out of this horrible condition that he's in, then many shall see it and shall fear and shall turn to the Lord. So it'll bring about a good example for the church rather than a poor example. This is some of the attitude that David had in David's faith. But we'd like to also look at another passage about David in 1 Samuel chapter 17. And this is the thing that we commonly think of as David's great example of faith. We could list others of David also. But this is when David was just a young shepherd boy, and the country of Israel was again at war with the Philistines. And the Philistines were a great, great threat to them. And during this particular battle that they were having with the Philistines, David was sent from his father's home out to bring a lunch to his brothers who were fighting in the battle. And they had a great warrior that they were opposing, the giant named Goliath. And no man seemed to be able to conquer Goliath. And so in beginning in verse 32 of 1 Samuel 17, and David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him. For thou art but a youth, and he's a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock, and I went after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. Now we're seeing David's faith here now. This man had never been defeated before. And David was just a youth. He wasn't even a warrior. But he said, the Lord's going to deliver me. And Saul armed David with his armor. And he put a helmet of brass upon his head. And he also armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor. And he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them.